Oh, thanks for having me on.
Now, what exactly is bibliotherapy?
Bibliotherapy is basically using books to comfort, console and heal us. And basically it's about reading for our general mental well-being too.
Wow.
It's actually been around for a lot longer than us. It's we can go back to ancient Greek times and libraries were seen as healing places of the soul. And I think bibliotherapy as a term came around the wars. So in the 1916, I think it was first coined, and people realised that the soldiers coming back from the trenches who were shell-shocked or suffering post-traumatic stress disorder, which they didn't know then, that giving them books to read, and interestingly Jane Austen, really helped calm their minds.
Wow. What kind of problems do clients come to you with today?
Yeah, a real variety, and actually not always with a problem. I have clients who will come and say, or they'll come and sit down and say, I just want a really interesting reading list. And then the more we talk about what's going on in their lives now, themes start emerging about issues they're either struggling with or they're preoccupied with. But often I get people who are in some sort of life transition. So a lot of university leavers about to start careers or not sure about where adult life should take them. A lot of people then in middle age, that second adulthood, as Jung describes it, where they're realising there's this whole other chapter and they've got no idea what they want to do with it. And also, people heading into retirement too. Those, a bit like a book, those different chapters that we're going through, and then looking for people who've been there before or different ways of living a life they haven't thought of. That's the thing about books, isn't it? We can connect and live a whole lot of different lives from the comfort of our armchair and then maybe make some changes.
You can indeed. What kind of books do you prescribe? Do you ever put something like Lord of the Rings on the list? Is there kind of some staples you think everyone should be reading?
No, I don't necessarily think there's staples we should all be reading. I think we're also unique, that what might work for someone who would, so with Lord of the Rings or a fantasy book, could work with someone who loves that sort of genre or needs that kind of escapism. But for someone else, they might want a more linear narrative and a more realistic story. Or people also who are going through a really difficult time, whether they've suffered a bereavement or some kind of loss, small short stories or poetry can work really well because often they can't take in a lot of words. So I prescribe everything.
Wow.
Fiction, creative nonfiction, memoir can be really useful for people going through a life-changing event. And it's interesting, I've had a client say she really likes self-help, and usually I would think, I don't know that I would prescribe self-help because we can get so much more rich narrative through fiction, say. Mm. But she said, I just like the really sensible, you'll be fine attitude of the book. I don't need to follow what they're saying, but I like the tone. Similarly with audiobooks, I've had an older woman in her 80s say, I just love listening to someone tell me a story because it makes me feel, reminds me of my father telling a story, which is lovely. So it's not necessarily even the words, but the context around those words, I suppose, in how it can help comfort you.
It's such a cathartic experience. It's such a welcoming, it's like a warm hug when you read a book, I think. It can be just the most incredible experience at different points in your life, as you were saying.
Definitely. And sometimes even, I don't know if you reread books at a difficult time, but people will talk about, I turned back to Harry Potter and it because it's like a comforting hug. Or I read that at a time in my life when I felt really comforted. So yes, there's also that idea about, it's about, I think my job is more so also about helping people tap into what is a cathartic experience for them, like you say, and maybe it is about rereading old childhood favourites or trying a whole different genre or going into a fantasy world that you can then relate back to your world now.
I always go back to poetry. I always go back to Banjo Paterson. He's my my safe place. That's what I do. That's what I do when I'm sad. I go and read Banjo Paterson poetry. It's
perfect. And do you find you keep some of those lines of his poems in your head at different
absolutely,
times?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, he's just a gorgeous poet. And that when I initially was thinking about bibliotherapy and I was thinking about what it meant, I only thought about books. But when you mentioned poetry and you mentioned audiobooks and you mentioned kind of all sorts of different genres, it is such a wide field. It has so many different applications.
Oh, definitely. Like, we have so many different ways we cope in life, and we've got this huge smorgasbord of literature to be able to help us appreciate the good times, enjoy the harder times too.
And it's for everyone. Everyone reads. Reading is universal, whether it be, as you said, something short, something longer, something a bit more meaty, something a bit more simple.
Mm.
It's kind of something very accessible to a lot of people. Jermaine, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much for having me on.
That was Jermaine Leese, a bibliotherapist from the School of Life. For more information, you can visit their website. It's www.schooloflife.com.au.